I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Will Keita test Klopp's loyalty towards Lallana? By Henry Jackson. It's no secret that Adam Lallana is one of Jurgen Klopp's favourite players. The Liverpool manager has spoken in glowing terms about his silky midfielder endless times since taking charge in October 2015, and Lallana's game has improved immeasurably under his new boss. For the first year or so of his Anfield career, the 29-year-old was a much derided figure, as too many limp performances failed to justify the £25 million the club splashed out on him. Almost as soon as he and Klopp linked up, however, we started to see the player that earned the PFA Player of the Year nomination for Southampton back in 2013-14. Moved into more of a central midfield role last season, Lallana was outstanding when Liverpool were at their unplayable pre-Christmas best, roaming in between the lines and wreaking havoc with his quick feet, intelligent mind and work ethic. Most importantly, so much more substance was on show in the Premier League, with 8 goals and 7 assists coming at a more rapid rate and at key times. When Lallana was missing, the Reds lacked a spark to their attacking play and a zip to their pressing game, with a thigh injury in March and April a key reason for the Reds limping their way to a top 4 finish. They immediately looked better when he returned in the final weeks. Along with Roberto Firmino, the general consensus is that Lallana is the player Klopp is most fond of, but is a tricky situation on the horizon for the German. If reports are to be believed, Liverpool are still working hard on getting a record-breaking deal for Naby Keita over the line, with the Red Bull Leipzig midfielder likely to cost approximately £70 million. The 22-year-old has been Klopp's primary transfer target all summer, along with Mohamed Salah and Virgil van Dijk, with his exceptional performances last season seeing him named the Bundesliga's second best player in 2016-17, behind the goal-hungry Robert Lewandowski. Assuming Keita does join Liverpool this summer, it's almost impossible to see him not being one of the most important players at the club. For Klopp to be willing to pay such a huge amount on a player says all you need to know about his ability, especially considering the Reds' boss' refusal to spend recklessly in the transfer market. So where does this leave Lallana? With Jordan Henderson and Emre Can battling it out for regular starting place in front of the back four, that leaves just two midfield positions up for grabs in Klopp's preferred 4-3-3 system. Gini Wijnaldum would be expected to be one of those to make way from last season, although it should be stressed that Liverpool being in four competitions will ensure everyone earns plenty of playing time. Then there's Felipe Coutinho, who could well be utilised in his preferred central berth next season, rather than being shifted out to the left, where matches can occasionally pass him by. The arrival of Salah has paved the way for Liverpool's number 10 to weave his magic in an Andres Iniesta-like role, as he did so wondrously at West Ham in May, making the fight for places even more competitive. On paper, it looks as though Klopp's go-to midfield three would be either Henderson or Can sitting deep, with Keita and Coutinho ahead of them, which then leaves Lallana on the sidelines. As touched upon, we shouldn't be looking at Liverpool having a set best 11 next season, simply due to the amount of football being played. But in the biggest games, Lallana could struggle to remain a key man. Klopp always has things up his sleeve that nobody can predict. Who thought that he would use James Milner at left back this time last year? And it may be that he is working on a system to continue to get the best out of Lallana and the rest of his midfielders. If he ends up having to leave out his next door neighbour, to whom he almost reacts like a father figure, it will be a decision made with a heavy heart. The whole situation should be looked upon as one huge positive though, with Liverpool finally on the cusp of having a genuinely strong midfield for the first time in years. To have players of the calibre of Henderson, Chan, Wijnaldum and Lallana worrying about their place in the team can only be a good thing. Keita might end up not signing, but even if he doesn't, we will be having the same conversation when a top quality alternative joins Liverpool. Klopp has made it very clear over the last two seasons that Lallana is somebody he wants to build a team around, even when some are doubting the Englishman's influence. It will take a truly top-class footballer to come and oust him, and in Keita, Liverpool could end up having exactly that. Should he join, it will be fascinating to see what Klopp does with his side, and most intriguingly, with a player he thinks the world of in Lallana. I'm wary about tempting fate and making the assumption that Keita will definitely arrive, but if he does, this situation that Henry discusses here about who plays and the depth of talent that we have in that midfield area, assuming obviously guys are fit, is just wonderful, really. It's a tremendous thing and really exciting for Reds fans to be looking at the potential to have so much quality in an area that's absolutely essential to any Jurgen Klopp team. And when you approach it logically, like Henry has here, and you say, well, okay, if it's one of the two guys, Henderson or Chan, holding, and you've got then in front of him, whoever it happens to be, two more in a midfield three, Coutinho, if assuming he is very much a Liverpool player next season, is probably nailed on. And if you sign a guy for £70 million, he's probably nailed on. So interesting to think that you could have players who are so important, integral to the best things about Liverpool over the last couple of seasons in Wijnaldum and Lallana on the sidelines. So it really is, it's exciting times. And as Henry says, if things go well, we're going to have so many games that these guys will be playing and will have an important role one way or the other, whether they're starters or contributors from the bench. Exciting times to be a Red. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.